Greetings, dear one. This is Maggie Ostara, and I'm welcoming you to our guided meditation through the eight pillars of feminine sovereignty. The purpose of this meditation is to invite you into a feeling state related to each of these eight pillars so that you can have a sense of which of these you would like to focus on for the rest of the program while you are also journeying through the six feminine sovereign archetypes. My recommendation is that you pick one or two pillars to focus on. And of course, you can always come back to this material later and go back through it with different pillars and go through all of them. The first five pillars are primarily focused on the personal sovereignty, developing a variety of capacities on the inner landscape. The final three have more to do with relating to other people and to the larger world. You are welcome to select whichever pillar or pillars you would like to work on. My suggestion is that you pick at least one from the first five if you also want to pick one from the final three. But of course, it's up to you. To prepare, I recommend that you have the image file that goes along with the pillars. These are images that are also shared in the eight videos that go with each of the pillars, that they're put together all in one image file specifically for this meditation. You may also want to have your journal and a pen handy, and you may want to light a candle and make sure that you are in a place where you will be undisturbed for a period of time. All right, so going ahead as you're ready, situating yourself in a comfortable position, and I'm going to begin by inviting you to close your eyes, taking a few big, long, deep breaths in and out through the nose. Good. And we're going to take your right thumb. Use your right thumb to close off your right nostril. And we're going to take three big, long, deep breaths in and out through the left nostril. Good. A couple of more just like that. The left nostril relates to the right brain, the intuitive self, the more creative, expansive self. So as you're doing this left nostril only breathing, inviting your mind to soften and your thoughts to slow down as you turn your attention into your inner world. Couple more breaths in and out through the left nostril only. Just letting yourself relax. Letting the shoulders relax, the jaw, the eye sockets. Good. And then taking a few breaths in and out through the mouth. And this is circular, connected breathing with no stopping at the top of the inhale and the bottom of the exhale. Big, full breaths into the belly and the heart. If you'd like to, you can continue either the left nostril breathing or the breathing in and out through the mouth as we begin on our journey through the eight pillars of feminine sovereignty. Good. Now, if you'd like to, I invite you to open the images file and take a look just with a soft gaze. This woman meditating on the top of a mountain, feeling that earth solid underneath you, the support of the natural terrain all around you. Feeling the mist and the fog. Just letting yourself let go of whatever concerns you may have had as you tune into this first pillar of feminine sovereignty, truly the one upon which all the others rest, which is our experience as a co-creator with the larger flow of life. So tuning in here to the experience of knowing that you are an expression of divine source energy, that you are a part of a larger cosmos, and that you are supported and guided by and indeed an aspect of a larger intelligence, this larger flow of life, this beautiful energy of the universe, of life force, of God, goddess, all that is, however you choose to name or relate to super consciousness, this larger flow of life that is animating us, fueling us, and indeed everything and all around us. And tuning into our next image of this oil lamp, gazing at the fire, and just tuning in for yourself to your own spiritual practice. Indeed, asking if you have a spiritual practice that you engage in every day or most days. And if you do, how does that feel to you? How engaged are you? How alive is that spiritual practice for you, whether that is meditation or walking in nature or writing or singing or sounding or dancing, something that is a bit more active? And if it is meditation, how do you set yourself up for that so that it is alive and vital for you, so that you feel the prana and the life force that is available to you? So taking a moment here to just tune in and to see how vital is this for you. Is it working for you, or is this an area that you would like to give more attention to? Tuning into our third image here of this beauty who is in prayer using mala beads, perhaps in using mantra, either internally or speaking this for herself. Good. Taking a few more big breaths. And if you want to, just making a quick note about how you would assess for yourself you are with your spiritual practice. that. Taking another breath, and as you're ready, we're transitioning to our next pillar. And so moving to this next image and just dropping in to emotional intelligence. Taking a couple of big breaths right into this place inside of you, into your heart and your belly, into your emotional center, and into the place inside of you where you often feel your emotions. Some key aspects of tuning in to and honoring our emotions, our ability to pause and to breathe and to notice and to listen inside and observe what is happening for us emotionally. So taking a moment here now to do the same thing for yourself. Whether you're emotionally defined in human design, knowing that you have an emotional wave, tuning into your relationship to that emotional wave. If you honor it, you understand it, you know how to work with it or not. This is something that you feel drawn to giving more attention in your life. Or if you are open in your emotional solar plexus in human design, and if you know that it would be beneficial for you to give some more attention to understanding what are your own emotions, your own feelings, and the emotions of others, the ways that you may have been conditioned by the emotions of others. So just tuning into this, taking a few big breaths and checking it out for yourself. Would it be beneficial to give some more attention to your own patterns, the ways that you get triggered, the ways that you would like to be more in command of your emotions without suppressing or rejecting them, but being able to truly hold all of the parts of you and to allow that emotional energy to flow in appropriate ways, in the right spaces, so that you are honoring other people and not projecting your emotions onto others, and you're honoring yourself and inviting yourself to feel those emotions. This is a deep and powerful and deeply important practice. So taking a couple of breaths here and just tuning in to where you are in your emotional intelligence. Looking at our next image here of this beautiful couple and seeing, how do you feel around your emotional intelligence in relationship to other people? Do you feel clear? Or do you feel codependent? Are you able to be present when emotions rise in a relationship? Are you able to hold space for those emotions, for your own self, for others? Do you get carried away and try to change other people when the emotions come up? Do you get completely confused and break down? These are all common experiences. just taking the time to notice. And again, tune in. And is this a pillar that needs more attention in your life? You might want to make a little note in your journal and see what feels true and right for you. Good, taking a few more big breaths. And we're turning to the third pillar of radiance and magnetism. Moving on to our next image of this Taurus field of the heart. This incredible power of the heart. In human design, this is the G center, which is fueled by the will center, but it's the magnetic monopole that lives in the G center that creates this emotional power of the heart. So just tuning in here and seeing what your relationship to the energy of this is. This is powerful energy of the heart, which is love energy. Yes, it gets engaged with romantic love or the love that we have for our family or our beloved people, but even greater, this is the love that is the emotional signature of the flow of life, of the all that is, of the universe, of source energy. This potent cosmic life force energy, its emotional signature is love. And this is the energy that is coming up and out and around and through, again, through the heart center. This is what makes us radiant and magnetic. This is the energy that, if we move to the next image, we can see running through the chakras, through the Indian system of the chakras, the yogic system, that makes us, as we activate and harmonize the energy moving through our energy body, that is what makes us vibrant and full of life force and magnetic to that which we desire in our lives. And for all of us, all of our different types in human design, having this magnetic energy in our command so that we are bringing things into our field, our own aura, from the outer reality with this energy, so that we are bringing what we desire rather than what we are afraid of into our magnetic field. And then taking a look at the human design centers and how that works and how we can create this potent energy field that is drawing to us what we get to respond to as generators and manifesting generators, or the invitations that we long for as projectors, or even the creative impulses or the directions of the moon for manifestors and reflectors. Just tuning into your sense of your own energy field and how familiar you are with this process of building the energy through the heart and having it fuel the light and the beauty and the exquisite attractiveness of your energy field. So taking a moment, tuning into your own heart, big breath in. Seeing how available that is to you. Does it feel familiar? Is it unfamiliar to you? Is it something that you would love to understand more and be able to work with more? Where are you in terms of your relationship with this incredible heart energy that is radiating from your own magnetic monopole in the G center or in the heart center? Just making a note for yourself, taking a glimpse at this next slide of this beautiful, radiant woman. She has so much light coming through her smile and through her eyes, radiating off of her physical form, so that you can see it's so much more than just that physical body. It is this radiant energy. Yes. So just making a note for yourself on that. As we turn to the next image and the next pillar of feminine sovereignty, which is embodiment. Our embodied selves. And gazing at this woman in her open-hearted expression through the physical body, which you can also feel is her energy body, just reaching out into the cosmos as she opens her heart. And that physical body, what is your relationship? Do you feel comfortable in your physical body? Do you become dissociated from your physical body? Do you take care of and love your physical body? Or do you feel disconnected from it and try not to experience that physical body? Just taking a glimpse here at Beyoncé, who is incredibly embodied and physical, powerful in her physical body. This vibrant image of me dancing in a dancing meditation, fully in the physical body while tuning in to the larger energy around me. Just taking a breath and maybe closing your eyes and just tuning in to how is that relationship with your physical body? How are you taking care of yourself? What's your relationship with your food and your water and your breathing and your physical activity? And what is your perception of your body? Are you critical of your body? Do you beat yourself up wishing that you somehow looked different? So common. So common. So taking a couple of breaths and just tuning in and seeing, is this an area of your life that you would like to give some more attention to? And this would be good if you have a tendency to leave your body or to live outside of your body, particularly when you get overwhelmed or feel afraid. Things just seem too much. Coming down into inhabiting, loving, taking care of the physical body is a vital part of feminine sovereignty. Because that is how we can be the agents of the divine through our human form, through this incredible community of 70 trillion cells with our own consciousness, our own awareness. And it is the marriage of that that makes us so powerful on the earth plane. So taking a few big breaths and seeing if the attention on the physical body making a note for yourself. Okay, turning into the next pillar of feminine sovereignty, which is to know your terrain and to know your purpose and to know what is your piece of the grand scheme. Tuning to this next image of this incredible farm, this biodynamic farm that was the love project of a couple who had decided to leave their corporate life and take on the regeneration through regenerative agriculture, this piece of land that had been desert and had very little life in it. And so this was what they knew was their piece of the greater whole. So tuning in for a moment to your relationship to your purpose, your piece of the larger whole, your understanding of what it is that you're here to provide. Recognizing that this is not necessarily something once and for all, but that it can change at different points in your life cycle. And that this is beautiful and this is good. Mine certainly has changed over my different life cycles. And so just tuning into what is true for you right now in this time. And if you feel on purpose in that regard, or if you would like to tune in a bit more and cultivate this for yourself over the next few weeks as we dive into the program and tuning into our great climate change activist, Greta Thunberg, and into Alma, who is the hugging saint who has created ashrams all around the world, spreading the deepest, most beautiful love. Well, Greta has spread the understanding of science and has brought her clear-sightedness to people who are very on purpose in their lives. Seeing if this inspires in you a sense of direction, not that you need to follow their direction, but of the possibility of what could be available to you. So just taking a couple of big breaths here and tuning in, not so much with your mind as with your feeling body and your intuition as to what is true for you. Good. Making a note for yourself about this, whether that is a place you would like to bring more attention. Good. Okay, and then coming into our next pillar, number 6, excellent communication. Turning to our next slide of storytelling. And I selected storytelling because storytelling is one of the most effective forms of communication. And it is something that all of us can cultivate. And it is a way that we can dive into our own experience, our own life experience, what we have gathered, the wisdom that we have gathered through our own life experience, and to bring that life experience through stories to share our wisdom. And this is a beautiful form of communication that makes it possible for other people to hear what it is that we have to share. We can also tell stories of other people and stories that we know of history. So it's not necessarily only our personal stories, but it can be other people's stories as well. So just taking a moment to feel into this, along with the other side of excellent communication, which is our ability to listen and to take in what others are sharing and to be influenced by what other people are sharing so that we can come up with a communal or shared understanding of a situation. We can broaden out our understanding. We can take in multiple perspectives so that we're not stuck just inside our own one perspective, but we can actually take in other people's understanding through active listening and reflection and empathy. So taking a moment here and tuning into your relationship with your self-expression, whether that's through storytelling or through other means, and your ability to truly listen, and taking a look at this slide of this man who is listening really attentively to the woman that he's here with, really taking in what it is that she has to say, allowing himself to be changed and influenced by what it is that she's sharing, not rehearsing what he's going to say in response. So taking a couple of big breaths here and just feeling into, where are you on this pillar of excellent communication? Feeling into your defined throat or motorized throat or open throat in human design, and checking it out for yourself. Where are you in your ability to express yourself, to know when it's right timing, to know that other people are ready to hear what you have to say, that you are responding to other people's interest, or you're asking to see if the timing is right? How is your mastery in that area? And if this is something that you would like to focus on here. And feeling in through your heart and through your body, through your inner authority. This is the fulcrum point where we begin to work from our own internal sovereignty to be able to reach out to work with others. Good. And then making a note for yourself. And remember, you can always come back to these later on. Moving to the seventh pillar of the pillars of seven, the pillars of feminine sovereignty. And this is about collaboration. Moving to our next slide here, these images of hands that are coming together to cooperate, to connect, to communicate with each other, to be able to work together in respectful ways that serve the highest good of all. So just taking a couple of big breaths into this incredible, vital possibility that we can come together in non-competitive ways, or if the competition is healthy and fun and nurturing for each of us, but ultimately is collaborative. And just seeing how you are in this area. Are you able to have collaborations and to foster your relationship with others so that you can collaborate effectively? Or is this new terrain for you? Have you been more in a more hierarchical type of relationship with others mostly? Is this a place that you would like to nurture and grow this capacity inside of yourself? Yeah. and just moving on in the slides here, seeing the joy that these people are experiencing in their ability to come to an understanding of their collaborations with each other. And then to the circle of women who are holding space together here, and they are bringing their energies together here in their collaboration for a brighter world for all. Taking a couple of breaths, just seeing how this feels in your physical body, your energy body. Good. And then tuning into our final pillar, moving to the slide of we, where me becomes we. This is a key aspect of feminine sovereignty, where we build our stability and our clarity and our strength and our regulation in our nervous system on the inside, so that we can communicate and collaborate and come into relationship with others through benevolent attitude and a concern for all. And so here, this is our final expression here of this feminine sovereign pillars of mastery, truly, and this sense that we understand that we are connected, and we actually are all individual expressions of one potent divine love source energy. And that we begin to move into that place of understanding that we are all for one and one for all. And that it is our highest good to cooperate, to unite, to work with each other, to show up and give our attention to each other, and to work together. And part of this, as we move through our slides, is to we understand the different movements for social justice that have been alive and more alive in our world recently, to be able to move out of our individual perceptions and our own individual perspectives in order to take on the understanding of how life has been for others, and to have a concern and a benevolent attitude for all, so that we get that Black Lives Matter, and that Black lives have been and are in danger, and that part of our evolutionary process is to continue the evolutionary impulse towards the equality for all and not just for some. And this continues for those in gender fluid experiences, those who are having sexual orientations that are other than heterosexual, and there are many, and that understanding that our younger generation is really exploring sexuality and gender identities in a variety of different ways, that this is where the impulse of evolution is moving, to expand our understanding of the equal rights for all people, including Indigenous people and Latinos, and for women of all races to have sovereignty, to make decisions about our bodies, and to be able to really expand our understanding of what's going on for all different kinds of people, whether we're talking about farmers in the Midwest or we're talking about ranchers in the far west, or we're talking about people of different economic statuses who have been impacted by the economics that have happened in the last, you know, few years, or whatever it might be, that we have to understand and to build our leadership capacity to see that we are all in this together, and to build our ability to take that in and to operate from that higher level. So taking a big breath, looking at our final slide here, reaching out your arms, breathing into your heart, and taking in all of these pillars of feminine sovereignty, and feeling into what is calling to you. What aspect is calling to you? And there may be several, and that is beautiful and fine. And see if there's one or two that are more prominent. And of course, it's up to you if you want to select more. My recommendation is one or two, and no more than four. But just seeing how this is for you. Taking a few big breaths. And then as this meditation comes to a close, just picking up your journal and your pen and writing from your heart to see what comes out. And I invite you to write anything that is present for you. Not necessarily just about which pillar you would select, but anything that arises. And you have a journal prompt that you can move into when you're ready that has to do with tuning into each pillar and how what your experience has been and what your aspirations are for that. But just now, just taking a stream of consciousness approach and expressing yourself from deep, deep, deep inside your heart. Many blessings and much love for now.